No. Wow. It's wonderful to have people, from as far as Japan and the Philippines, all across the way, over Europe to California, West Coast in the Americas. Yeah, so, let's go to the very topic of this metta retreat, namely metta, loving kindness, the cultivation of a friendly, benevolent, loving heart and mind. And I will give over now the microphone to Ayavi Ranyani, who will introduce you into metta and then do a guided metta meditation.
Thank you, Aria. And I hope my connection is sustained over this next little period of time because your faces are coming and going. It tells me my connection is unstable. So just bear warning that I might disappear or freeze. Metta, loving kindness, as we translate it into English, is the most beautiful quality of heart and an essential quality of heart right now in the world, given everything that's happening. So we want to begin tonight with the practice. And before I do that, just to say just a little bit, a few words about what metta is and what we'll be doing here. Metta is the wish for the welfare and the benefit of all living beings or another living being. It's a quality of heart and a quality of mind that's so sweet and tender. It's the ability to hold ourselves and each other with kindness, with friendly interest, with this understanding of common humanity, which right now is what we really need. It's not love as we think of it, not attached love, but just friendly, tender, well-wishing for another and ourselves. So we'll begin the practice tonight in the traditional way. This practice that we are sharing comes from the Visuddhimagga. And it's a sequential practice where we begin where it's easiest and gradually increase the scope of our ability to cultivate metta to more and more challenging categories of beings. And we begin before anyone else, before the easiest category, with ourself, who may not be the easiest person for some of us, but it's where we directly understand the wish to be well, the wish to be happy, the wish to be healthy and peaceful. So you don't have to love yourself. You just need to care about yourself. So thinking of it as what happens when you accidentally touch something very hot and the hand springs back. Oh, I don't want to burn myself. That's metta. The metta that takes care of the body when we're sick or just brushes our teeth. This tender care. So we begin with ourselves because it's who we can directly connect with. And in just a few words, what we do in this practice as a concentration practice and as a way of cultivating this well-wishing is we use a short and very simple phrase in your own language, in your birth language, to capture this well-wishing. So I say in English for myself, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. That's enough. Something very, very short. Choosing your own phrase in your own mother tongue. So it could be, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from harm. May I live with ease with the conditions of my life. May I be peaceful and at ease. Finding a phrase that you like, that suits you, but often at first, you know, it's easiest to just take the first thought that comes to mind and try that at first. Just first thought, best thought, using your own language. And we use this as a way of directing the heart to this well-wishing. So we connect with ourselves. We say the phrase. It might just seem like a mantra, but that's enough. And we let it sit for a moment. Then we connect with ourselves. We say the phrase. Let it sit for a moment. Over and over and over again. This is a concentration practice, so it's simply to keep returning to this phrase. And what keeps it from being a mantra is that connection. So really understanding the meaning of what we're saying. So you don't have to say it with any speed. Say it slowly enough so that you know what you mean. May I be well, happy. See what happens to my face when I say that. Peaceful. And then maybe take a breath. Connect with the body. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Over and over and over again. Whenever the mind wanders, simply coming back. We'll go to other people and other categories later. But for now, staying with yourself. So that's enough by way of introduction. I want to dive into the practice now. Please make yourself very comfortable. In this metta practice, physical comfort is very important. And if you feel physical pain, many of you are Vipassana yogis. Unlike Vipassana practice, the metta practice is to move. Just let the movement be in the background. If you feel pain, adjust your posture. And start by getting super comfortable. Really, any position in the body that's easeful. Even if it's lying down, so long as you can stay awake. Closing your eyes and taking a moment at the beginning to simply connect with this experience of body sitting here now. Noticing whatever sensations are immediately apparent. Maybe you feel the breath or the hands touching or the weight of the body or the sit bones on your cushion. Just acknowledging these sensations with real friendly interest. That friendliness is the quality of metta, of kindness, of well-wishing. Let the attention be very interested, friendly, and tender, noticing what is there, pleasant, unpleasant, whatever it is. Simply feeling for a few moments. Perhaps taking a couple of deep breaths. Holding yourself with kindness and bringing to heart and mind this phrase that you have chosen, and begin to cultivate metta by repeating the phrase. As much as you can, connecting with the meaning of it. And simply offering this to yourself. And again, connect with the body and repeat the phrase, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. Or may I be safe and protected from harm. May I live with ease with the conditions of my life. Using whatever phrase suits you. And repeating that phrase over and over again. Each time you do, planting a seed of kindness. Turning the heart to friendliness and care. Continuing in the silence, connecting with yourself, repeating the phrase, and connecting with the meaning, moment after moment after moment. If you find you get distracted, lose your train of metta, get lost in thought or feeling, it's okay. As soon as you know, simply beginning again. Simply connecting and wishing well. end of the silent sitting. And I wanted to say a few words before I turn it over to Aria. For a couple of things. First, each day at the end of the sitting, we will be giving you your instructions for the rest of the day. Whether you are doing an intensive retreat or a daily life retreat with less formal practice, the instructions are no different. The practice has three aspects: the formal sitting, formal walking meditation, and everything else, daily activities. So the difference between intensive retreat and a daily life retreat is the balance of those things. I would encourage you, even if you're doing a retreat that is less formal practice and more daily life practice, I would really encourage you to play with sitting and walking. Because for some people, and I'm one of those people, walking meditation is much easier for me than sitting. And I find it quite productive of both insight and metta. So if you're a person who's more active, or maybe you have a lot of strong physical pain, try walking. And we do formal walking practice by choosing a place where you can walk back and forth about 20 or 30 meters, 50 or 60 feet. Go to this place that you've chosen, stand there for a moment. You can close your eyes, just feel the body. Open your eyes and begin to walk at a more or less normal pace. Stroll, not fast, not slow. It's not Vipassana speed. Just stroll. And as you walk, continue as you do in the sitting to repeat the phrase, may I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful, and so on. As you walk, just say the phrase to yourself. In the walking, sometimes it reduces itself down to well, happy, peaceful as the foot strikes the ground. That's fine too. However you can connect with the intention behind the words, this well-wishing, and offering it to yourself. So play with the walking, even if you haven't done a lot of it before. And in the general activities, which is everything else, feel completely free to experiment with this. The whole point is to cultivate metta through your day. So, 60 seconds, 60 times a day is an hour of practice. 30 seconds, 120 times a day is an hour of practice. You know, even if it's 5 seconds. However, you can bring the mind and remind yourself of this cultivation. And there could be activities that you find are kind of monotonous, that you do a lot, that you don't have to think about. Like maybe there's a space in your house where you walk up and down stairs or down a hallway. Or maybe it's washing dishes or brushing your teeth. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Letting that be a specific metta practice. Or maybe when you go through a door, before you open the door, before you turn the knob, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. And really experiment with this. It's totally okay. In the formal sitting and the formal walking, please cultivate loving kindness for yourself through the next 24 hours. in general activities, letting yourself be the main recipient of this well-wishing. But also, if you feel so called, if you are seeing other people or interacting with other people, or you're just going for a walk and other beings walk in front of you, you can radiate metta to whomever you meet or for all beings. Feel free in the general activities to radiate metta in the way that in the moment is easiest. So formal sitting, formal walking, general activities, maintaining this cultivation of the metta for yourself. Letting it be simple. Don't worry if the phrase is mechanical. That can happen at first or actually later as well. Don't worry about that. Just keep going. Keeping it really simple. It's an incredibly simple practice. And trusting that, it really does it does really manifest the kindness grows just as you grow a garden. So planting those seeds of metta. One moment, a seed. Another moment, another seed. And just letting that unfold. Don't worry if you don't feel anything. Don't worry if it doesn't feel like you expect it. Just keep going, keeping it simple and easy. And then in the practice, we will be going through different categories of beings, using ourself as an empathetic bridge. So really understanding your own wish to be well. And notice how it manifests in small ways, such as when you brush your teeth, take care of your body. And two things to really pay attention to in general activities. When you go to bed at night and wake up in the morning, especially going to bed is a wonderful time to radiate metta. Lie down tenderly and really cultivate this quality of loving kindness. So I'm going to leave it at that. We will be alternating, Ariya and I, the instructions and the guidance for the practice, and alternating the question and answer sessions. So today is Ariya's turn to answer questions and guide us in some metta chants. So I will turn it over to her now.
Thank you, Ayaviranyani. Now there is time for you to ask questions regarding the metta practice, the instructions that you have been given by Ayaviranyani, or if there are some practical questions regarding this online retreat, please, you know, feel free to just unmute yourself and bring up your question.
Yes, I have a question about the practice of metta, and is it important or not to synchronize the breath with the phrase or not when sitting or when walking? Thank you.
Yes, Samir. You know, basically there is no need to synchronize the words either with the breath or with the steps. So when you do the formal sitting meditation, you know, let the breathing be in the background. Actually, you don't need to pay any attention to the breath. that just goes by itself, but your focus is completely on the well-wishing, you know, on may I be well, happy and peaceful, or may I be safe and protected. So fully pay attention to the meaning of the words. There's no need to pay any attention to the breathing somewhere, you know, that can distract you. Of course, if you, those of you who have, you know, practiced Vipassana meditation or Anapanasati, you know, being closely aware of the breath, there might be a habit that the attention goes to the breath. But, you know, when this happens, do not worry, just notice it, acknowledge it, and then bring the focus back on the metta. And what may help as well is to change the speed of the metta wishes. You know, sometimes a bit slower, may I be well, happy, peaceful, or maybe may I be well, happy and peaceful, so that you don't fall into a mechanical rhythm, that you don't become tempted to synchronize it with your breath, with the breathing. And likewise, in the walking meditation, the formal walking meditation, you know, the main focus is on the well-wishing, on these metta phrases. But there, because the stepping is quite obvious, you may fall into the rhythm of, you know, that it adjusts to the steps. As Ayaviranyani has said, you know, may I be well, happy, peaceful, well, happy, peaceful. You know, this may happen, and if it happens, okay. But there is no need to make it happen or to have it synchronized.
Greetings, Meta. Greetings. I've been practicing for a while, and in recent times, I've switched to the idea of embracing myself with all my faults, my attachments to defilement, my anger, my unpeace, and wishing myself peace, wishing myself acceptance, but fully embracing where I am now and who I am now. I hope that's okay.
Yes, for sure. You know, this is exactly where the genuine metta comes from. Wishing well, regardless of the conditions, you know, now as we do it for ourselves, you know, accept ourselves with all the shortcomings, with all the faults, with everything that we are not perfect, not yet perfect. So, you know, with the anger, with the jealousy, with the aversions and so on. But yeah, may I be well and happy anyway, whatever the condition is. Yeah, completely fine, perfect.
I have a question also. I'm a little confused between metta and compassion, I think. Like the phrases I'm choosing, is it like, can you say, may I be free of suffering and pain, or is that not metta so much?
Mm-hmm. Yes. metta and compassion are related. You know, it's difficult to draw a hard line between them. We can say that metta is, in the most general sense, the wish for me, for all beings, to be well, happy, peaceful, and so on. Just this benevolent attitude. Compassion, as one of the four Brahma Viharas, Karuna, is basically the metta directed to suffering or pain or difficulties. You know, it's like metta is the big umbrella, including everything, but compassion is more specific. It's directed, or compassion can come up when faced with pain, suffering, problems, distress, and so on. And then, you know, there is compassion with the wish that I, another person, other beings, be free from that suffering, from that pain, from that distress. So, you know, a phrase like, may I be free from suffering, can be both taken as a metta wish, you know, in a more general sense, not specifically directed to specific suffering, or may I be free from suffering, you know, could be a compassion practice, a specific one kind of suffering that I wish to be free from. Is that clear?
Yeah, that helps. Thank you. I guess, like, what would be an example of metta that is not directed to suffering? Like a joy that is not?
Yes. So what Ayaviranyani has said, you know, the wish, may I be well, happy, and peaceful, or may I be safe and protected, or may I live at ease, may I be at peace. So these are kind of the very general metta phrases, which are, you know, not specifically directed to relieving of suffering. Maybe one more question.
I have a practical question. The link in the email for the for the online sessions of Piandeci Liegi, where we can practice. When is that open? In which hours? When can we meditate with the others, do the metta with the others?
Yes, this link is open basically all the time. And okay. You can join anytime. Only in the morning, like Italian time, Central European time, in the morning from 6 to 7, people from Piandeci Liegi may join for a silent sit. Then there might be other people there. But for the rest of the time, it's basically just for you, the online Metta Yogis. Well, that was a short question.
Very good, thank you.
This was a short question, so still a couple of minutes.
I have a question, Aria. I see that you're recording. Are you going to post the recordings during the retreat, or are they only going to be posted at the end?
They will be posted during the retreat, and we will let you know the link where to access them.
Okay. I have one question.
Yeah?
Yeah, a small question. Is it important to stay with the same sentences that I took in the beginning, or can I change going on?
Yes. It's helpful to stay with the same sentence for some time because that helps you calm down the mind. It helps deepen concentration, and then you can fully concentrate on the meaning, on the well-wishing. If you change too often, then it's getting used to a new phrase, and then the mind also may start to think, well, is this the right? No, maybe I change some other words. This fit better. And so then, you know, it creates restlessness. So it's best, you know, to stay with a phrase for an extended time.
Thank you.
Just ask a brief question. I think it's okay to practice with organized if that seems helpful.
Oh, yes, of course. You know, the eyes can be open if that's helpful or if you are used to practice with open eyes. Another important question? Well, all questions are important. Tomorrow you have more time to ask questions, and also starting tomorrow there will be the group interviews. You have received the list with the names. You see in which group you are and whether you have your group interview with Aya Viranyani or with myself. So there, you know, we can be more specific to your practice, to your questions that you are asking in relation to your practice. So then, for the last part of this Zoom session together, we will do some chantings, metta chants, and once in a while, we will also recite the precepts, the ethical guidelines. You have received the texts, and